A lot of energy going on here with the Dog Bowl in Berea. I'm Michael Reguy, Nathan Zagura. Join us a little bit later on. Matt Wilhelm is here, and you, very important, are you? So great to be talking to you each and every day, and great to have you with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 4. We got a lot to do, as we said. 216-578-0850. We've laid out our Ohio business machine, hot topics of the day a little bit later on. Doug Deacon is going to join. We'll get our left tackle in here from the PNC Bank Browns Radio Network for the roundtable. It's coming up at about 2 o'clock. And Nathan will drop by later on about 2:45 in the show. Nathan will answer your fantasy football questions. You can tweet those to Nathan or at Browns_radio. And that final segment, Nathan will get to as many as that he can. And of course, Jim O'Neill, too. I want to make sure we mention that because there's so much, as Matt and I talked about in the open, so much going on the defensive side of the football. We're going to talk to hear from Jim O'Neill as he speaks with the media. You guys are lined up and ready to go. Matt, you ready for the onslaught?
We're ready. Bring it.
Let's get that input. Strong. Let's give it a go. That's right. Let's make our first man out of the huddle from Olmsted Township, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Here's Don on the show. Hi, Don.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure, Don. Good to hear from you.
Okay. As I understand it, 45 players dress up for the game on Sunday.
That's correct. They have
another 8 on the practice squad. Now, if a guy is on the practice squad, is selected by another team, is there any way the Browns can protect him by putting him on the 45-man roster, or is he gone forever? And then I have another part to the question.
Okay, if a guy's on the practice squad, another team can, in other words, like during the week, right now, there's 9 guys on the Browns practice squad today on Thursday, Don. If another team wanted to put in a claim on him, they could. No, the Browns could not protect him. The only thing that you can do with that is if you do claim a guy off another team's practice squad, you got to put him on the active roster right
Correct.
Away.
Yes, yeah, he goes right from practice squad to active roster.
So he'd be gone from the Browns
today.
For good.
The New York Football Giants wanted to say, we want so-and-so off the Browns practice squad today, the Browns have no recourse. No.
Okay.
He'd be gone because New York would be putting him on his active roster.
Right. Okay. The other part of the question, very brief, are there any other players practicing with the Browns other than the 53? And I'll hang up.
All right, Don, we appreciate
question.
The
Thank
call.
You.
Now, let's clarify this, though. There's 45 up on game day.
Correct.
You make inactive down to 45.
Correct.
But there's an additional 9 that are on the practice squad.
Right. Which makes for 62.
You have 62. So let's
62
make sure we
players
play.
Are actively participating in practice now, again. And that is also to why, again, those Scott Petrak and Mary Kay Cabot and all the beat writers for all the local media do their very best to let you know who's participating in practice, at what capacity, who's riding the bike on the sidelines, and so on and so forth. So that way you can essentially, as a fan or analyst, best guess to say who's going to play or at what capacity they're going to play in the game on Sunday when the decisions are made. So again, as we've said, and I've said all along, it's a starter potentially missing Wednesday and Thursday practice and practicing Friday has a solid chance of playing in a game on Sunday. Those starters or anybody, any contributor that misses all of Wednesday, all of Thursday, and Friday, very, very little likelihood they will participate in the game on Sunday because they've missed all the game planning. They've missed all the walkthroughs, all the active participation in practice. So, and again, they've actually expanded. It was 8 originally on the practice squad. They've
9.
Actually added it. It's now 9.
Right.
So they're seeing a value in adding those guys because of the wear and tear that happens over the course of 16 games.
Don, hope that clarified for you, sir. Here's our man Reggie in Youngstown, big Browns area. Hey, welcome, Reggie, to Cleveland Browns Daily. Hi, Reggie.
How you doing, fellas? I always enjoy talking to you guys. I tried to get in with you yesterday, but y'all had a pretty full plate.
Yeah,
right,
we were
here,
slammed
so.
Yesterday, man. Glad you got through today.
Yeah, you guys was really busy, that's for sure. Hey, listen, I'm not going to hold you up, but I just have maybe 3 things to say right quick. I enjoy what you all just – I don't know the gentleman that's with you right there, but I really enjoy what he was saying and you were saying about the Browns how things are going and what we would look for as fans, and, you know, like we're doing well right now in general, and, you know, keep things the way that they are. I really enjoy it here and there, and I hope a lot of people that's kind of anti-Hoyer will go along with what you guys were saying. But I think it makes plenty of sense. And another thing I want to say right quick, gentlemen, is the fact I love what Mr. Haslett is doing, but I hope you guys, well, I know that you do because you're my guy. I hope that you understand. But Mr. Haslett, on the other hand, for me, when Mr. Haslett picked, you know, the draft we had this year, when he picked Johnny Manziel, I kind of, you know, cursed that day, man. I do. I hate to say it like that, but I cursed that day because ever since we have got this guy, you know, it's just been one thing to the other. It seems like people, we can't focus just on our Browns team without something going on with this cat all the time.
Well, were you, Reggie, were you then, were you in favor? Because you knew the Browns were going to take a quarterback. Were you in favor of it being then either Teddy Bridgewater, Derek Carr?
Yeah.
You wanted a QB other than Manziel.
Exactly. I definitely.
Okay.
You know me. Me and you know each other pretty good now.
Yeah.
In general. And I definitely, yeah, because it's just been one thing. It's been one thing to the other, guys. You know, I mean, you know, every day. I mean, his name shouldn't even really come into the equation right now and stuff because he's not playing. Seem like to me he doesn't even really practice.
Well,
or
Reggie, it is mostly.
And
no, he's practicing every day, and that this is the hope that he is making improvements and making strides toward being able to not only pick up this offense, and Reg, we appreciate the call. Always good hearing from you. Matt, picking up this offense, making strides, but picking up the nuances that are going to be necessary for him to have success, I think we all could agree, in the National Football League. And the two things that I, you know, that I'm sorry, I'm not going to, you know, been around this league too long. Quarterbacks that have success are going to have to be able to make throws successfully from the pocket. I'm not saying you got to be in there 100% of the time, but you sure can only do it 10% of the time and expect to have success in the NFL. That has been the largest drawback, and I saw every practice this spring, is that his game was certainly more suited to out of the box,
be on the edges.
Out on the edges. And again, that it's going to have to click in at some point, that and along with what he sees to me pre-snap and even post-snap.
Sure. And for Browns fans and those Johnny fans out there, if you truly, in fact, feel he is a part of the future, whether he's a starting quarterback next year in 16 and 17, I'm not specifying one year or the next. The encouraging thing about it is what is those reps that he's getting right now in practice. Johnny Manziel, as stated a few weeks ago, is the scout team quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? Johnny Manziel is doing his best this week, Derek Carr impression. But what you have to flip on the other side of that coin is not only is he doing, okay, so he's learning our offense in meetings, but executing another in practice. But Johnny Manziel is getting anywhere between 25 and 70 reps per day against a starting defense in the National Football League, which is our Cleveland Browns. So what does that mean? The struggles of Johnny Manziel, okay, he has to play on the edges. Well, Derek Carr is not an on-the-edge passer. He's
no.
a pocket passer.
That's right.
So Johnny Manziel is practicing his pocket passing. Johnny Manziel is also able to read our starting defense. When Jim O'Neill wants to work on a disguise or a certain blitz or a certain look on the back end and then play something different, Johnny is deciphering those as a scout team quarterback. So he is learning. If he's truly engaged and he wants to absorb that information, there is no better place to do it than the practice field. So for Browns fans who are in that Johnny bandwagon or the fact that he's the future, he's getting those active
mm-hmm.
reps,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to have to be what it takes and what we have to build upon for the future because he is not getting those live game reps. And as we all know, Reg, is because why? We're 3-3 with a hell of an opportunity in front of us.
Tied into record. I've said this all along. Johnny Manziel will play this year if the record starts to the team record, win-loss, starts to significantly go south. If that happens, then, you know, sure, that's probably more when the likelihood that you're going to see him. All right, we've got a lot to do. Let's get a timeout. When we get back, we'll sneak in a few more. Want to hear from you, Bell in Lakewood, Alex in Worcester. Lots still to happen. Matt Wilhelm's here. Michael Reguy, Nathan Zagura will join us a little bit later. So glad you're part of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Again, don't forget the roundtable coming up at 2 o'clock. Before that, we will hear from the defensive coordinator of your Cleveland Browns, Jim O'Neill, at about 1:45 this afternoon. A lot for you to get to on Twitter, as we said, at Browns_Daily, at Matt Wilhelm 57, at Nathan Zagura, at Michael Reguy. We're going to have Twitter segments where we get to your tweets. A lot to do today. Big show going on. Glad you're a part of it. Don't go away. Back with more in a moment.